Thank you for inviting me to your wedding, even though I don't know if you really should have. It means a lot to me that you still think we're close enough that you needed to. And it means a lot you made time for me to talk to you before you tied the knot, even though I wish you were a bit more dressed. At least you managed to squeeze me in and make sure it was alone. I am happy for you. I'm really happy for you. I always wanted you to find the person that was right for you, but part of myself, as selfish as it is, always imagined that it would be me. I didn't stop you from leaving. I know it was years ago, and it shouldn't matter, but I didn't stop you from leaving. And if I knew it would have been the last time we were together, really together, I would have. But I thought it was one of those things, like we did every other month back then, where we broke up and got back together because we were one of those couples. I was still planning to be with you forever, even when you left, and I expected you to be back within the month, and when you weren't, and when you found someone new, I didn't know what to do. And I still don't know what to do, but I'm not trying to be a preemptive homewrecker, and I'm not trying to ruin your relationship. I wouldn't do that. I mean it when I say I want you to be happy. I just want you to know that I still think about you and us. I still think about you a lot. Do you remember that summer? The one where we stayed perfectly together the whole time? It was right after you graduated college, and you were pretty much homeless. You stayed at my apartment the entire summer, and we never talked about it. But you lived with me until you found a job where you could save enough money to get a new place, and I was okay with it. I really was okay with it. Do you remember how hot it was? Neither of us could wear our clothes. And you would lay on that dirty fucking futon I had in the middle of my studio. Just in your underwear. And through the slats of the blinds, the gold evening sun would just illuminate your body in a way that still, sometimes when I think about it, leaves me breathless. And I kissed every inch of your body. I worshipped every inch of your body before pulling down your underwear and pressing my face in between your thighs. I still think about that. And I still think about the first time we had sex. How it was a mistake and we were both shit-faced drunk. Do you remember? Yeah. It was at his party. Specifically, in the laundry room. You lifted me up and set me down on the washing machine and spread my legs, and we went at it for what felt like hours and hours and hours. But I'm sure both of us were drunk enough we didn't last more than a couple minutes. It was special. I still think all those things we did was special. And there's a part of me, seeing you half undressed, seeing you getting ready for your wedding, there's nothing more I'd rather do than take you over that vanity and make you remember what it was like to be mine. But you're not mine anymore, and I'm not yours, and we both moved on. Even if I'm here telling you all this, I moved on. But I still think about you sometimes. I still think about you knuckle deep inside me, and how you're the only person that made me come so hard. My legs started shaking and I lost my vision. Like I was about to pass out, or on the edge of infinity. I guess I'm waxing a little poetic. All I want to say is, I'm happy for you. I really, really want you to be married and be happy and have everything you wanted. Because we both know I was too excitable, too intense, too passionate, too loud to be the kind of person you'd ever do this with. But I just wanted you to know that, here, I brought you something. Yeah, it's a pair of my underwear. Don't make this any more weird than it has to be. It's just a souvenir for your last 20 or so minutes as a free person. Take it. Keep it secret, throw it away after I leave. I don't care, but take it. It's something to remember me by. And I know you're getting married, and I'm happy for you. But if things don't work out, even if it's years down the road, and you still think of me too, I'll be around. And maybe we can give it another shot. Or maybe not. Look, have a good wedding day. And what if you better throw the bouquet towards me? And by the way, if your sister asked, tell her I gave you something blue. Just don't tell her it was a pair of my panties.